Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Any product that needs a manual to work is broken. Elon Musk.
So
I totally agree with that statement, by the way.
That is one brilliant man right there.
Yep.
Maybe crazy, but he's brilliantly crazy.
Yes.
Anyway, we also wanted to highlight some artists that we follow. And this week we're doing Sophia Riley. She's on Instagram and it's SophiaRiley.studio. And she is a graphic designer and illustrator, very similar feel, like surface patterns, lots of color, bright, floral.
I love her little poppy.
I like the butterflies.
Yes, yeah. That one butterfly she's holding up is really pretty. Mm-hmm.
She's got some really great, fun, whimsical looking things that it's just fun to follow. So you guys go check her out. SophiaRiley.studio.
Cool.
So what have you guys been working on? Anything? I'm still working on cocktails. I'm doing a French gimlet. So I'm doing like a coupe.
Very cool.
So glass work. Lots of fun.
Awesome. Nice. Sauce. Glass work.
I know. They're so cute. I mean, and I'm sorry, like painting glass.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
It's like Jennifer and her ball jars. Like,
oh my God. I know. Yeah.
But Jennifer, yeah, they're so good.
She does a great job.
Thanks.
But I love your cocktails.
Thanks. What are you guys working on?
You go.
I am still, we're getting close. Christmas stuff.
Yay.
Almost done with the Instagram challenge.
How many Sundays are left till Christmas? They were saying something like.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think it's only like eight.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's from when we're recording.
Right. Yeah.
So this is going to be in November. This is
airing 10 days before Christmas.
So. Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, gosh. So you're still working on your Christmas stuff?
Almost done, yes.
Almost done. Okay. And so let's see. Well, there was another announcement that kind of came up recently that I haven't told anybody really about, honoringcanines.com.
Yes.
So this is a project that myself and Alex Marciel have been working on for like the last 5 years, but we haven't made it publicly available. So we're making it publicly available. We do, we do custom artwork for military and contract working dogs, search and rescue dogs, and police canines.
And what's the name of it again?
Honoringcanines.com. And I do a dry brush oil painting of the dog, and we put the American flag in there, and then a little plaque. And a lot of times they're memorial plaques. Mm-hmm. And Alex does the custom matting, and he just hand cuts everything. It's amazing what he can do.
Wow.
So, yeah, that just came out. We're starting to really try and promote that, and be cool if we can get on like the Today Show or some big news outlet. Because how often do you actually have good news? And this is great news,
right?
Oh, and the work is beautiful.
Yeah,
and just, if you can,
thank you.
put a link to the picture.
Yeah,
that would be great so people can see it.
Yeah,
it's really good work.
Well, we started doing it to really kind of educate people on what's going on with the military dogs and how just amazing they are.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They are amazing.
So,
hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist.
Today, we're talking about
You guys, we are so okay. Do you guys just dive right in to a project, or do you follow a quote unquote manual before starting? Do you learn by doing, or do you learn by reading, or do you just, are you tactile? Are you audio? Are you visual? How do you guys start a project? And it may be different for art than it is for a project like a home project or something, or it may be the same.
I just start and hope common sense will get me through it. And then if it won't, I'll go to the manual.
Yeah, I'm visual and tactile. So I usually just skim the manual.
Yeah.
And then to see if I see anything that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just go for it.
I officially don't use a manual. And I think I got it from my husband, but it was so funny because you guys are going to laugh. Because when my daughter moved to Orlando.
Oh, my gosh. I remember this
story. We went to IKEA and got her a bookshelf.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on.
IKEA.
A bookshelf.
You got to read the manual in IKEA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's not logical.
First off.
No, it's not.
But yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. The manual is not that clear anyway. No, so I actually did kind of skim the manual. It didn't make very much sense to me. And I thought, I'm putting that over here and I'm going to just put it together. It's a bookshelf. How hard can that be? Okay, so like 4 hours later, decide, because one, she only had a screwdriver, not like electric, nothing, no electrical, anything. Mm-hmm. So after 4 hours and a really sore hand, we end up going to Home Depot, I buy an electric screwdriver, and I'm like, guess what? This thing is just going to get screwed together.
Yeah, we're
yep.
After 4 hours. And her and I are both are like, it's like mother daughter tagging team, whatever. And it's just like, I don't know how much more. So I was like, this is going to get done.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't care how long it takes. This is going to get done. And it got so then we did get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to go against the wall. It was kind of tall. And, you know, they got the anchors. Well, I don't know
how. Their anchors make zero sense.
Right?
Thank you.
I just buy L brackets.
Right.
And screw it in.
Right? Okay. So yeah. I should have done that, but we were not going back to Home Depot at this point. And I ended up just finding at least one hard.
The stud?
Stud. And I was like, okay. And I just screwed. I'm like, they're not going to see it. Paint. Do you have like a white Sharpie? Do you have something, you know? So I just screwed it into her wall.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, who cares?
Yep.
And as I'm doing that, though, I didn't realize she'd called John. Emma had called John, my husband.
Okay.
And he's like, what are you doing? And Emma's over there. She's screwing my bookshelf into the wall. And I'm like, you know what? This has been a long day. And the bookshelf is up. I'm like, just don't use this third shelf. You're good, though. And she's like, I can't believe it. Anyway, this has like been a fun story. I mean, that we tell from now on. But she did use it, but it was not going anywhere. Like, she had to move her room around that bookshelf because it was not coming off that wall.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so funny.
So, yeah, I'm a no manual girl.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah, we know.
The IKEA stuff, I have to follow the menu.
But the manual doesn't make sense.
You have to follow the pictures.
Yeah.
Don't follow any of the text.
My daughter is 13 years old. My daughter's 13 years old and built all the stuff that's in our studio right now.
I built those bookshelves.
If I had just had the electric third shelf.
It was fine. It was a shelf and it was not going anywhere. and she used it. I mean, ta-da.
Is that the welcome thing?
Yeah.
So I have yet to use it because the manual, it doesn't make sense.
No, don't use the manual.
See, okay.
No, because.
And then you got like 20-minute videos. I'm like, I don't have time for this. Give me like 2 minutes. 2 minute video.
It's like, what button do I push?
Right. It shouldn't be that hard.
Right. It really isn't once you download the driver for it.
Yeah, I did that.
And then you go in there and you set all your buttons to what you want them to be. And yeah. then you just use it.
See, that's part of the problem is I don't know what I want them to be. So I would like somebody to like say, if you're going to do this. You need to take
Jilly to lunch.
I do. But, you know, and I just got rid of Photoshop.
I know. I'm like savings. Just cringing that you got rid of Photoshop.
What? Yeah, I got rid of
no.
So I went on a cost yes. savings binge. Like,
she no, needs Photoshop.
You please need don't Photoshop. Use Photoshop.
What are you using?
I'm going to try and use GIMP. Because here's the thing. I am not a surface pattern designer.
$10 plan.
That's what I was on. But all I use it for is to remove the background and like move stuff around. That's it.
Girl, I am.
And how much is GIMP?
But you're going to have to.
Free. GIMP is free.
But does it take off the background?
It does. There's 6 different ways to do it. I haven't learned any of them, but there's 6 different ways to do it according to the video.
But if you would just keep Photoshop, I will show you the easiest, quickest way to do it. And then you'll and be you able have to.
5 times.
And you think GIMP is going to be any easier?
No, I really don't. But it's free.
No.
I know.
Is everybody out Julie, there on the land?
Are you guys going to let her do this? No,
I didn't know.
She wasn't even there.
I wasn't there. She just
Stephanie,
did it.
That
didn't even
me.
Call me.
I'm kind of sweating now. Like, you told me that. I'm like, okay. I use Photoshop almost every day.
I went into major cost savings mode with the economy as it is and everything. I was just like,
economy sucks right now.
Right? You know, yeah. I'm like, I do the budget. I pay attention to this stuff. And and I just like, you know, do I really need this? Canva is something I cannot get rid of. And that removes background.
Canva.
Yeah, it removes the background pretty simply. And like I said, that's really kind of all I need most of the time. Yeah. So. Julie's not going to forgive me.
Nope. I don't know if she can be in this group. Like, what?
Oh,
I don't
no.
know. Did I don't you know do who that? You are.
What happened to Stephanie?
I don't know who you are.
I can't help you with GIMP.
I know. Well, I figure it's probably not such a bad thing because, like, if I can learn GIMP and help do something in the community because you're in the art business program, Positive Painters. Mm-hmm. You are a go-to person for Photoshop, but I know there's a couple people in there that do use GIMP. Uh-huh. If I can, you know, get to figure know it that, out, then we'll be pretty well balanced. Yeah. So
again, are you looking at the manual for GIMP?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Yeah, there's videos. GIMP has been around for as long as Photoshop.
Now, let me ask you this. Because you're more of a traditional painter. So it seems to me like you have used the manual, I'm using air quotes, to learn how to do oil painting.
You have to. Yeah.
From otherwise, the masters, I guess. Yeah. I mean, that would be considered the manual.
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably the same way with like any art medium. You go with what is a known right way to do things before you start experimenting with different ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking of like my Photoshop journey when I first dove into it because it can do so much. Mm-hmm. I dove in trying to do what I wanted to do. And as I wanted to move something, I looked up how to move something. And then I went and I wanted to change the color or something. I looked up how to change the color or something and just took a step at a time.
Yeah, I kind of do the same thing with, I know, like, I want to learn how to do Illustrator. So right. I'm going to have to do more really looking at the manuals and doing things like that. But
or just sit down with me and
yeah,
we'll do something. Yeah.
And actually sitting down with Julie is really a good time saver because should I tell again about how I don't use a manual?
Yeah.
And but God, yeah, really I am the worst.
There's not a manual for like those types of software.
I should have actually paid attention. Yeah.
But they have a manual for each one and they go through each one of the commands each one of the icons and what it does. Mm-hmm. But
Adobe's good about that, actually.
Yeah, it's like super long. And and no, if you're trying to do, like, that's where I'm more tactile and have to do something mm-hmm. to learn it versus just pick up a manual and say, okay, I want to make this apple and I want to color a vector color inside of each, you know, make it multicolored or whatever. I need to know what I'm trying to do in order to know what to read in the manual, because yeah. just sitting down and reading that manual isn't going to get me anywhere, because right. I can't read a book and then know mm-hmm. how to do it.
Agreed. You have to almost like do it together.
Yeah. So I'm notorious for telling, and I've knocked on wood. Sorry. I'm going to knock really loud. I am notorious for talking with clients, I mean, over 20 years, and them asking for something I've never done before. I'm like, yeah, I can do that. I can figure that out.
Yeah.
And so far, I've always figured it out, because that's mm-hmm. when I know what I'm trying to accomplish and what the objective is, then I'm able to
right, figure look it at out.
The manual to figure out what it is I want to do.
Yeah. And just last week, though, I figured out that I was doing a website completely wrong because of the new WordPress update. And it was the first website I had done with this new WordPress in the back end. And so I was like coding some pages.
All the copy.
Like I was inserting all the content manually with code. And Julie looks over my shoulder and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm putting the words in this page. I'm typing. And I'm like, it's all in code. And she goes, you know, she's like, go to those three dots right there. And I was like, oh, okay, three dots. And she goes, see right there, block, go to block, block. And it just came up as the whole page. And I went, magic. She's a, you know, some sort of sorcerer. And she was like, no, this is a new WordPress. Like, you can choose how to do it now. And I'm like,
yeah, it's no longer the little tabby thing where you hit HTML or code or whatever.
Yeah. And the thing is I haven't done I haven't done anything new in this new WordPress update since the new, and it's mm-hmm. been out for a while.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my gosh. And she was like, bless your heart.
I'm pretty sure there was an email that came out that told
no,
you
to do it
that.
Did. No, it did. And it's like, here's all the updates for it. But I was not in a position where I even cared about it at the time. I wasn't doing any websites at that time. And so it just went, whoop.
Yeah.
And
didn't bother me. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking it's a theme. I'm like, gosh, I really don't like this theme. Like, and she's like, that's not the theme. I was like,
you changing themes wouldn't have helped. unless it was Elementor or DB.
And, you know, Julie's not even Southern. And she's like, bless your heart. I could feel it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Sorry.
There was updates and manuals and things. And no, I don't look at that. Yeah.
I know I was trying with Adobe Premiere. Mm-hmm. For video mm-hmm. editing, and with that one it was just completely different. You really probably needed the manual, because
mm-hmm.
like videos. I was trying just to cut
yes, and it's slice, isn't it?
It's
splice. Yeah,
like the old terms that they used back when they were actually cutting with eight millimeter mm-hmm. film. Yeah,
well, Photoshop's the same way. It's Lord. Like dodge and burn and all that is from the days of
dark really? Rooms mm-hmm. and that's the thing, they're using terminology to that film mm-hmm. or photography
right.
that fit
yeah,
but because you literally sliced the film with yeah. the razor.
But that was the thing, like I was like, how do you cut? How do you split? Split is what it's called in Camtasia.
Yes.
And uh-huh. I was like, how do you do this? And I spent probably about 30 minutes just Googling, and I was Googling the wrong question. It was
yeah.
splice. Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, you have to know. You got mm-hmm. to know the terminology.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing when you're trying to Google something. I can't remember what I was trying to Google the other day, and I'm like, what do I call it?
I mean, it's true. When you don't even know what to Google, you're like,
I write a whole sentence.
Yes, something's I do too. I know.
It's like words, cut, slice, you know, you know, separate film, video. What am I looking for? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with Elon.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to be doing the project to actually know what you need, what you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think in like a lot of art related and creative fields and mediums and such, that's why I think so many of them are project based. I know on Skillshare, they encourage their teachers to do a project based class. And I think that might be the reason why, is because if you're walking through, you find a project with something in it that you want to learn.
Yes, exactly.
And then you're able to, or you find a project that represents what you're trying to do and you're like, oh, that's the piece that I need to learn. Oh, that's what it is. It's like we're going through selections with Jim last, I don't know, the other
two weeks ago.
And he's like, I had no idea there were that many ways to select stuff. And I had no idea I could use them together. And I'm like, Skillshare class, because, you know.
Well, tell them about your, you do have a Photoshop class.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to decide when I'm going to do it again in person. I do have a Photoshop class on Skillshare on removing the backgrounds.
And it's under just Julie M Studios or Julie McCullough?
I think it's under Julie M Studios.
We'll under Skillshare.
Yeah.
We'll do the link for it.
Right. Yeah.
So and it's that's really good.
It's a very good class.
Six times. For some reason, nothing sticks with me. It's just there's something my brain isn't clicking with Photoshop.
Well, we're going to do the remove the background on one of your pieces. And then maybe. you won't be in the hole in the dark side.
Well, the funny, like, I can feel like in the back of your mind is it just keeps playing like over and over. I can't believe she got rid of Photoshop. I cannot believe she got
I kept my mouth shut. I thought I was really good the other day when you said you got rid of it. I was like,
well, you saw my reaction. I was like, what?
I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't say anything. I was just quiet as a mouse.
Hey, you know, we love Adobe products. And
even with all the troubles I had with them.
Oh, I know.
But they make a killer product.
So. Yeah, well, and I do admit, like, all the when I was doing the research between the two, everybody says that if you're doing this professionally, go with Photoshop. And I agree with that. But I'm in just cost-saving mode right now. And Adobe
cost money.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're trying to do a new style or a new type of art or artwork, do you guys look at stuff beforehand?
Yes.
Before you attempt?
Yeah. I mean, so that's really kind of like anything I do, I always pull references and I have an idea for a Halloween. I've been trying to do a Halloween piece of artwork all month. I don't care for Halloween. I have nothing against it. I just, it's not a holiday. I don't enjoy dressing up.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I like dressing up.
I've even made a mask that's all glittered up to match the dress I bought last year.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. See, I'm with Julie.
Yeah. It's just not my thing. I was never into it as a kid. I'm not into it now. And
you can come to our house. We'll, we set up a fire pit out in the front yard, like in the driveway. I just sit around it and give out candy. And
that's a good idea.
It's just trick or treating out in the cold.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So anyways, I finally came up with an idea and I will pull all sorts of reference images to make up what I'm trying to create.
Yeah. I was wondering about the style, like that one time when we did, like when we do challenges or whatever, like candy. Oh, God. I had to bring that up. Oh, my Lord. I had to, like, figure that out.
Yeah, it's just so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so simple. And it's very monochromatic.
Very.
Other than a almost spot
too
color.
Simple.
Yeah. It's too simple.
And, like, learning how to do low-key, high-key, all that stuff, like, kind of takes some.
Yeah, that took some learning because not everybody knows what high-key and low-key is.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was real, you know, to me, then you got to kind of go back to the manual Again, in quotations.
Yeah, but once you learn it, then you can like apply it to everything in some way. And you can speak intelligently when you go to like a museum, go, oh, look, this is high key. Oh, I love this.
Oh, I did this
over here.
I just did. You know, we were in a wedding in Dallas and we went to the Fort Worth Museum. Uh-huh. And I was like, look how low key this is. And John's like, and then they had a high key thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know what I'm talking about. It was so fun.
Well, yay. That's cool.
So, yeah.
I mean, I think the bottom line is that there's got to be, you know, I think we all reference a manual to some degree, whether it be through taking a class to learn how to do something or it putting a bookshelf together and throwing the manual away. You still looked at it, you know?
I can't believe you did that.
I can't either. Like, I am not good with power tools and I've been banned from using power tools in my
house. I know that.
But
I do know that.
Still, like, I can put it together an IKEA thing.
Okay. It had been a long day. We had driven a long way. We were going without lunch. At that point, I'm like, I'm getting a power tool and we're putting this blankety blank bookshelf together.
Yep. I remember like put something like that together when Ben and I were first married.
And oh, that'll test your marriage.
Well, Ben's not so mechanically inclined. I can do this stuff, but we didn't have one of those electric ones and my hand was getting so tired.
It does, in the red spot and then it's just raw.
Well, I put on a glove. And continue.
Didn't have gloves.
But then after that, like, yeah, that power tools are a fabulous gift for every new apartment owner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
I mean, Emma had tools from her, like, we gave her tools for college. Mm-hmm. Both kids got like a little bucket of tools.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And you need them. Yeah. And, but
graduation
she didn't
gift
have,
here.
Yep, exactly. She didn't have any power tools, but she does now.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
that's a great gift.
Yeah. In fact, that might be a good gift for an upcoming senior who's graduating to go into school for architecture.
There's if you go to Home
Models, they build.
Yeah. Well, and if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or a big box company, if anybody would like to sponsor us, we would not mind. It's a little round bucket and it has tools and little side pockets and it fits in any closet or under a bed or whatever.
That's a neat
thing. Or you can put it on a hanger and put it in the closet.
Yeah.
If it's any dorm room.
There you go.
I just thought of a Christmas present for my son.
There we go.
Nice.
Don't listen, JP. So do you guys use manuals? As you can tell, we're not that good at it, but maybe we are. I do take classes.
We're balanced.
Yeah.
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 Like we're overall. Combination.
Yeah.
I think you're probably the... I'm pointing. Stephanie's the most manual driven.
Probably.
And then Julie, and then I'm not even in the room. But
I'm not even in the room.
I just take a hammer to anything or whatever. I almost took a hammer to that thing. I'm like, I was like, these screws will go in one way or another.
I would love to see a picture of what this thing looks like.
I know. I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
Okay, cool.
All right. Until next time, guys.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistssoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.